We're on the web at usaradio.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Be with you today, and I was interviewed yesterday twice, and it made me think of all of you guys because I'm sure that this is on your mind too. I was interviewed yesterday by both the New York Post and a national women's magazine on the same topic, and the topic was, how do you justify taking a vacation when you feel so busy, like your work will fall apart if you don't take those days off? And it's such a funny thing to me that this is on everyone's minds, because obviously summer is a time when a lot of, especially working parents, take a vacation because their kids are off from school. And it's also a time when it's easy to forget that, like, you know, time passes fast, right? So we only have a certain number of summers with our own kids, and we want to make the most of them. But it's definitely not easy. There are so many things to consider, and we all have busy lives and busy careers and busy work to do. And so it's definitely not that easy to just say, I'm going to take next week off. But at the same time, if you prepare in advance, it's so worthwhile to take a vacation. And so many studies have shown that you can reduce heart disease with vacation, you can reduce mental illness with vacations, you can strengthen your family bonds with vacations. So even if that's a vacation in your own home, if you cannot afford a vacation this summer, it's so worthwhile, and you realize how fast a week goes by. So if you take a week off and think, oh my gosh, you know, I run a small business, my clients will never understand, they will, especially if you prepare and if you say, I'm unplugged. Today, I saw an email signature from a New York Times reporter that I work with, and it said, I'm completely unplugged with my family for the next week. And so if this is an emergency, you can reach me on my personal email. Otherwise, it will wait until next Monday. And I really respected her for that. Right now, we have our next caller on the line. Carol, are you there?
Hello, Samantha.
Hi. How can I help you today, Carol?
First of all, I'm so excited to be on the show. I've listened to you for a very long time. I'm from New Brunswick, New Jersey, and I need some advice about a relationship that's happening in my workplace.
Sure. Tell us.
So I began this relationship recently. To preface, I work with a lot of women. This gentleman starts working, and I'm trying to keep myself together. And basically, I haven't disclosed this to my boss, and I'm worried that I'm going to lose my job. But then on the other hand, I'm thinking about possibly moving on anyway.
What kind of work environment are you in?
I work at a sales job. It's in a very small town. The company, I think, is very progressive, but it's very close. I'm very, very close proximity with my other coworkers. We managed to keep this pretty secretive. We've kept it under wraps, but I feel guilty.
And so your guilt is surrounding what? What makes you feel guilty? Are you both single, or are you both, is this an affair, or you're both single?
It's not an affair at all. We're both single. Okay. I'm worried about my job security because I'm not exactly sure how my boss is going to react to the fact that we're involved in it in a pretty intense relationship.
And how long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company for about 10 years, so it's been a while.
Okay, and what kind of position are you in? Is it a management position? Are you managing other people?
I am not managing other people. I'm in a sales position. What I've started doing is working on prototypes for some of the products that the company sells. So
okay.
I have been involved in some more creative aspects as well. I don't have anybody working underneath me, but it's something that I'm very passionate about my work.
And what about the person you're involved with?
So he started, just like we all did, in a sales position. Uh-huh. I started with the company when the company was actually starting. We were a very small team, very lean, and we've grown. And he started a little ways later. He's been working there for about a year and a half, I think.
Okay. And how much do you overlap during the day?
Say that one more time.
How much do you overlap during the day?
We're together a lot, and I think that might be the other reason that I'm a little stressed right now, because I'm with him a lot. And, you know, during the day, it's like at work, when I come home, you know, it's going to be a little too much. And I love this man, but I need, something's got to give here. And it's either I tell my boss, potentially get fired, or I quit.
Tell me about his feelings about telling his boss. How does he feel about this?
Well, what Marcus said to me originally was he thought that we shouldn't disclose any of this information, because he had the same issue that I did. In our hearts, we know that we don't. The guilt, I think, is coming from the fact that you're keeping something from anyone. So
okay.
I think that we both felt similarly about it.
Okay, and how long has the relationship been going on?
We've been dating, I want to say, for about 7 months.
Okay, that's a long time. And when you go to the movies or dinner, do you get nervous you're going to run into a colleague?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And we have to, it's happened before, and I made it seem like it was a friend thing, or, you know, I'll, like, see one of my coworkers, and I'll hold the bucket of popcorn in front of my face or run into the bathroom. I've had some moments where, but I'm getting tired of it. It's too small of a place. It's too small of a town. I need to start being. I feel in my heart that I need to be honest about it.
Now tell me, what's the future for the two of you? How do you both see your future?
I think that this is going to be a very good growing experience for us.
But so, I mean, is this a man you're going to marry, or do you plan on spending your life with him?
Well, I would love to be married. It's a little too soon for me to be thinking about marrying him. You know, I got my hands full enough with the dogs and with everything else. But
what is everything else? No, I don't understand. So 7 months is actually a really long time. In adult world, it can be long enough to know if you're going to marry someone. When you say your hands full, what is it? Do you have kids, or what do you have?
I have children, but they're a bit older and they moved away. But I'm very busy. I'm involved with creative things. I'm scrapbooking. I'm a very social person. I have my friend circle. You know, I'm not fully ready yet. And I think that it's this looming fear of losing my job that's making it.
Well, what if I said to you,
see the future.
Now, if you knew you were going to lose him or your job, which one would you want to lose?
My job.
You'd rather lose your job, even though you're not sure you're going to spend your life with him.
I did not at this, not at this moment.
And what about him? Where does he see your future?
Where does he see my future?
Yeah, the future of the two of you. What does he think?
He believes in me no matter what I do, and that.
But I'm talking about your future relationship with him. Does he want to marry you? What are his intentions?
He has mentioned that he would like to marry me. That is a slightly big step for me right now, but to be honest, I could see it happening. It's just I've got a lot on my plate. This has been tearing me up because it's. I don't know. I'm worried about a lot of things, and I'm looking for some kind of guidance here. He's been He's been very supportive. You know, we're kind of both stuck. So I'm honestly asking for advice on both of our behalves.
Okay. Now, what's your relationship like with your boss?
So we have had a very good relationship, but she's a little hot and cold.
Okay.
Some days it's very easy to talk to her. Other days, you ask her a simple thing and she just flies off the handle like a crazy person.
Okay. And have you ever had an office romance in the office before that has set a precedent for this?
No, not you.
I'm saying, has there ever been a couple at the office?
Oh, I see. No, there hasn't. It's mainly been women.
Okay. And how big is the team?
We started as four, and now I want to say there's about 12 of us.
Okay.
So
now,
here's
the thing I'm concerned about for you, Carol. As soon as you are discovered, right, as soon as you're discovered, you lose control of the story and the situation. But if you're proactive about sharing it with your boss, then you haven't lost control. So what I recommend is that the two of you go into your boss together and share the news. Or if you have a tighter relationship, since you've been there longer, you share it with her and say, I've fallen in love with a coworker. I want you to know before any of our colleagues know. And I wanted to share this with you and make sure you're comfortable with it.
I think that's fabulous advice. I think.
All right. Will you call me back next week and let me know how it goes?
I would absolutely love to, and thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you, Carol. And we'll be right back after the commercial break. Please stay tuned.
We'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so Call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edis, and I'm thrilled to be with you today. We just heard from Carol, and Carol's situation is common but complicated. And it's a situation where she fell in love with a coworker and has been having a secret office romance, which is very common because people are afraid of what impact it could have on their workplace. A lot of companies have a no romance policy, and it's a fireable offense in many companies. But in this case, Carol was thinking of leaving her job anyway. And it seemed like she's in a very strong position, having worked in sales for the last 10 years at this company, to get another position should things go wrong. But after 7 months in such a serious relationship, it was bound to happen that they would get figured out. And it's much better to control the story than to be discovered and have the story control you. So whatever is going to come of this relationship and her relationship with her boss and the company, she has to manage it proactively. So I recommended she talk to her boss proactively and say she wanted her boss to know before her colleagues found out. And then they would figure out a way to handle it together. That ups her chances of this not being disruptive in any way to her career. Right now, we have Melissa on the line. Melissa, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Melissa. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island.
And how can I help you today?
So I'm actually looking for advice, combination of, I guess, financial and professional advice. I'm currently in the process of trying to refinance my private student loan debt. I graduated 5 years ago and have been making $800 payments every month on private loans. So I've been hustling and, you know, improving my job year after year. I'm finally at a spot now where I'm working for a young company. They started in 2009, but I'm making a significant amount more money than I was. So I'm trying to refinance. Unfortunately, I'm not getting approved for a good credit rate. So I'm at like the very high end of the spectrum for the loan reconsolidation. And I'm talking to the loan company. They're saying it's because you're not making enough money. So I'm now in this position where, you know, my credit score is good. I feel like I've been kind of putting all my ducks in a row, and I'm still kind of not at the point that I would like to be at for the loan. So I'm in the position where I have to kind of ask for a raise at my job, basically.
And how long have you been in this job?
I've been at this job for almost 2 years.
Okay.
And I have taken on more responsibilities there. But I recently got a raise from them that was kind of more of a buy-in in the company. So I get 1% of our sales. And they kind of give that raise to select employees that seem to be more committed to the company. So I feel like they just kind of gave me that, and, you know, that showed that they respected the work I was contributing. But now I'm just conflicted. That money actually shows up as a bonus in my paycheck. So when I'm going for this loan reconsolidation, they actually don't count that money.
Okay. And when did that happen?
Since it shows up as a bonus.
Sure.
That happened in December.
December. Okay. So now it's been a full 6 months since then, right?
Right.
And so typically you want to wait a year since your last raise, but this is different, okay? This is something where you have a personal situation. You like the company and want to grow with the company, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's your relationship like with your supervisor?
So I currently, I manage a separate facility, so I really only see my boss for a half hour over a video call once a week.
Okay.
So it's a very strange kind of situation to kind of get actual FaceTime, and I feel like that's a challenge for me to kind of to get in front. I feel like I want to ask for a raise and have this meeting in person. You know, it's very strange to me to be over the phone, or I'm not used to handling that situation like that.
Yeah, and when was the last time you saw your boss in person? When's the next time you'll be seeing your boss?
I saw him maybe 2 months ago, and I'll probably see him at like an all-staff meeting before the end of the month,
okay.
But no kind of one-on-one time.
Okay, and what would happen if you said, I really would love to have some FaceTime with you, can I drive out to see, where is your boss, how far away is he?
He's not extremely far. He's in the same, in the same city, but just very, very busy, very preoccupied, and so his schedule is posted for all of us to see, and he's extremely busy.
And is he the one that is he the one that gave you the raise last time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was at my like year review, so that was the kind of scheduled time that we would actually meet and see each other.
Okay. So and tell me, has anything? Now, tell me one more thing. Has anything changed in your performance in the last 6 months that we can point to? I increased sales XYZ amount or something like that.
We're now hiring, and two people are going to be working underneath me as their manager.
Okay. So and when was that announced?
Kind of changing.
Yeah.
We're hiring right now for those positions. So it hasn't actually started yet, but it's kind of on the horizon.
Okay.
I'm kind of questioning, like, do I bring in my personal loan situation? Like, is it unprofessional for me to share that I'm kind of financially struggling with the student loan situation and I'm not getting approved? Like, is that something you would share with your boss, or is that something that would look
It's such a great question. I think that here's how – there's two parts to this conversation. One is, I do agree you have to have this conversation in person, and given that he's local – I think saying before these new hires begin, I really would love to sit down with you in person. Can we find time in the next week? And I'll go to wherever you are to make it convenient for you. That's what I would say. Okay? Because the first step is to get the meeting. Now, the second step is to say, you know, I was so excited about this raise that I was given, you know, last year. And I'm really excited about my broadening responsibilities with the company. As you know, I'm going to have these two new reports. And I it's been 6 months since then, and I would really coming to you because I would like to have a raise in a different way. Now, here's my personal situation, which I know has nothing to do with the company, is that it's really important to me to be able to show the bank what my salary is, and unfortunately that raise does not come up because it appears as a bonus. And so I would like it if you could increase my base salary, even by, 5 to 10% would make a big difference.
Okay, so you feel like you would share that, but you would give that kind of disclaimer.
Yeah, and the other thing that's important for you to know is that raises are typically given based on your base salary. So when your base salary doesn't increase, it makes it really, really hard to get a raise next year based on what you deserve. So you always want your base salary to increase, because when people calculate raises, they'll say, okay, she'll get a 6% raise on what she got last year.
Right.
So if you're making $60,000 a year,
way.
Right. So if you're making $60,000 a year, then you go in and you say, I would like a 10% raise. That's $6,000, right, that they're going to be giving you. Then your next raise is going to be based on the $66,000. So I would go in and ask for the 10% raise, very level-headed, given your new responsibilities, and it's been 6 months. I think it's a perfect time. Will you call me back and let me know how it's going?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling. We'll be right back after the commercial break.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
And I am thrilled to be with you today. And it's so funny because when we get a raise at work, we're fired up, we're so excited, but sometimes we fail to see what a raise really means. And in this case of our last caller, she really was given a kind of raise, not a real raise, because she was given a raise based, which was basically a larger commission on sales. Which is not necessarily a real raise, because if you went and left the company, they would base their compensation typically based on your base salary. And so her base salary was not increasing at all. And that can make it really tricky. Right now, we have our next caller on the line. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Samantha.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Little Falls, New Jersey.
Okay, great. And how can I help you today?
All right. I have a situation. In my household, the rule for my children is they need to get an advanced degree, not like they just graduated from high school and they're done with school. But my rule is I will provide a roof over their head, food in their belly, clothes on their back. I pay their car insurance and registration. I pay their cell phone bill. I pay their medical insurance. They need to get an advanced degree and pay for it themselves. That's the first part. My 20-year-old found a way to go to tech school, is paying for it. I'm extremely proud of him. But every night, and for the lack of a better word, he cries, I want to say, but it's not physical crying, that he thinks he made a mistake, he's afraid, he's scared, and he's doing really well, but how do I encourage him to move beyond that fear? I mean, the other day he took a test and he's like, I don't know anything, I'm going to fail this. There were 87 questions, he got 2 wrong. And I'm like, dude, you passed.
Is this typical of his personality? What was he like in his childhood?
He was a worrier, but we were able to help him move beyond. And I think what concerns me is he's financing this, and I don't want him to feel like he's a failure. I believe in my son. And I know he knows the material.
But he has to believe in himself, right?
He does. He needs to. And I can't find the word. You know, I keep telling him, I'm so proud of you. I love you. You're smart. You've got. But is there something more I can say to help him see that
okay.
He really is bright?
Okay. So this isn't this is not based in reality, right? So if you and I showed him a trophy tomorrow, or we showed him all of the reasons we think he's sensational, a test score, this is not going to make him suddenly feel good about himself, right?
True.
So if he got 100 on that test, I bet he would still have some concerns and some worries. So we want to have to switch the conversation to, you know, your whole life you've had a little bit of anxiety, right? You've always been a worrier. There's some people, look at your dad, or point to someone in the family, look at me, whatever it is, that really just don't worry that much, right? And they are lucky, because at the end of the day, it's like windshield wipers. They wipe off what happened that day and they start fresh the next day.
Sure.
And so rather than convince you of how awesome you are, because I know how awesome you are, and most people around you who get to know you know how amazing you are, but rather than try to convince you, I just want to help you with your anxiety, because this isn't about test results or how amazing you are. It's just that you're suffering right now from some anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
What would that conversation be like for you and for him?
I have no problem saying it. But I guess it's like, how do I help him? How, you know, how do I help him relax? How do I help him feel confident? Because I know he's nailing it. I know he's got it.
How old is he?
20.
Okay. So at a certain point, I mean, if he was out of your house and away at college, you wouldn't be in a position to be helping him with this. It would be something he had to deal with on his own. Mm-hmm. So at a certain point, he has to deal with this on his own. Tell me, is there a resource he can go to? Because this is a situation that unfortunately is beyond your control. He needs to start talking to someone, because we only know a fraction of what he worries about. He probably only shares some things with you and not others.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's natural for a 20-year-old boy, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you kind of nailed it, where he's always been a worrier. And I know for him, it's like, you know, he found the means to pay for this. And, you know, he's made it very clear to me. It's like, am I making a mistake? You know, this is a lot of money. And I'm like, you didn't make a mistake. You didn't, you know, and I'm supporting him on all the other avenues so he doesn't have to worry about the financial end of a roof over his head or, you know.
But once again, we're going back to covering the logistics of it, right? You have all of the reasons, the rational reasons he shouldn't be worried.
Yeah.
But he needs to find it within himself. First of all, even the language you use, you can change the language you use when you talk to him, right? If I'm worried about something and I say to you, I'm really worried about I made a bad mistake, is it better to say to me, you didn't make a bad mistake? Or is it better to say, you made a good choice?
You made a good choice is the better choice. Is the better phrase.
Right. So I want you, because it plays into a worrier's concerns when you say things like, you didn't make a mistake, you didn't make a bad choice. You want to change your language also, just so that you say, you made a good choice. And by the way, making a choice is better than indecision. So life moves so when we make choices. When we're indecisive, that's when life stops. So there is no bad choice. This is a path for your life, and our life is a windy road, and it's going to end up somewhere awesome.
I like that.
And we need to start getting him in this direction of, like, it's not all about tomorrow. Like, the sky is not falling today or tomorrow. It's about your entire life. And you only get one life, so let's enjoy it. How can you enjoy your life more? I recommend that you talk to a school counselor or whatever the resource is, if you have the money for a personal, you know, a psychologist. But he really needs someone to talk to that's not you, because it's too much for you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No, it totally does. That's why I'm asking. Because
yeah.
I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall. And I'm like, I'm trying so hard. And you know, like I said, I believe in him. And I see that other side of him. And I'm like, you're going to go so far. And you made the right choice. And I just see him just really blossoming, you know, into a young man with this choice.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. It's like, you're so proud of him because he is paying for this. And so for you, it's like, I don't get it. This is what the goal was, right? It was like, we wanted him to launch himself into something he's paying for, and we're so proud. How could he now not be happy?
Mm-hmm.
And so for you, there's also this frustration of like, oh my gosh, this was our goal and now we're here and he's unhappy. Is that true?
Yes.
So like, there's nothing more frustrating then as a parent being like, okay, my goal was to launch my son, and now he's launched and kind of like with a thud, like he's not excited about this new chapter. And so I think you just need to remove a little bit of your emotional investment in this and say, if this was my best friend's son, what would I recommend to her? And I would probably recommend to take a step back and realize that he is now entering adulthood and he needs some resources around him, and it can't just be me. So getting him used to talking to someone outside of our family would actually be really helpful for him.
Okay.
So if you put all this energy that you're working on trying to convince him into energy and trying to research a resource for him, that would probably be a better direction.
Gotcha.
And then for you too, I mean, this is also something that you don't want to consume your life, because, you know, there's that quote that I try not to live by because I have three kids. It says you're only as happy as your least happy child. And I have three children, so there's always someone unhappy on any given day. And so I would just walk around, you know, the earth being unhappy. So I really try not to be that way. But you have to say to yourself, like, how can I remove myself a little bit emotionally from this situation? I can do my best to support him, but that's all I can do. And then, you know, I think the more you're invested in it and the more emotion you have around this situation, it feeds into his anxiety. And I have an anxious child. And when I sent her off to camp, I said to her, I just don't want you to worry about anything when you're there. And she said, Mom, I'm at camp. Why would I worry? I'm only worried if you're worried. And that's my most anxious child. And so it was a great wake-up call for me to say, you know what, sometimes we put things on our kids. So I bet if you take a step back and breathe a little bit and just put less pressure on the situation and just give him some resources, that might be a better solution.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. And please do check in with me. We'll be right back after the commercial break with more.
I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a heart then, but the queen has been overthrown. And I'm not sleeping.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org number
3030. Napa Know How!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to.
Hello, welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edith, and I am thrilled to be with you today. And today I posted an article in our very vibrant Facebook community of 27,000 women. You can join too. It's facebook.com/Samantha Edith. And I like to post articles that I think will enrich our community and really make people think. And today I posted one that is getting a lot of, I would say a lot of comments and a lot of disagreement, agreement, and it's this endless battle. And it's not, I don't want to say a battle, but it still shocks me that in 2016, it is considered a battle, which is working versus stay-at-home mom. Now, you have to understand that what women are not being told is what happens when you leave the workforce. When you leave the workforce for just 1 year to care for your child or loved one or sick parent or whatever it is, you lose 18% of your future earnings forever. Can you get over that? I can't. I still can't stomach that. If you leave the workforce for 3 years, you lose 38% of your future earnings forever. So the next time you see a pregnant woman, instead of saying to her, what are you going to do after you have the baby? Say, you know, what's your plan for childcare? What are you guys going to do? Because at the end of the day, men are typically not asked this question, what are you going to do? Can you imagine a man telling you he's having a baby and you say, oh, are you going to leave and stay home with the kid? That doesn't happen, right? It doesn't happen in our society that we say that to men. There are men who do stay home with their kids, but they're few and far between, and we don't put that pressure on men when they're expecting a baby. We do, however, see a pregnant woman in a cafe, next to us in line at Starbucks, and we say, oh, you're having a baby. What are you going to do when you have the baby? Are you going to keep working? Now, as soon as we plant that question in a woman's head, we start the guilt and the doubt. And at the end of the day, most women don't have trust funds and are not going to be able to support themselves financially should their partner unexpectedly drop dead or have any other issue that's unexpected. They leave them, they get divorced, they lose their own job, right? We can't necessarily always depend on our partner financially. And so when we do, it leads to a lot of danger, financial risk for the entire family. And we, those of you who have been listening to this show for a long time, have heard so many callers who call up and get into a situation where they stayed at home and then they were unceremoniously dumped or left, or their husband died, and they're in a situation where they can't support their families and they have a really hard time getting back to work. So the article I posted today was from a stay-at-home mom that said that staying at home was literally the most expensive decision she's ever made. And she gives seven reasons. Her first reason was letting down those who went before her, saying that all of these women that fought for equal rights in the workforce, when she dropped out, she really let them down. And at the end of the day, she stayed home for almost two decades raising her sons. Her next was that she had this really expensive and amazing education and she didn't use it. She said she used her driver's license more than her degrees. Then she said, my kids think I did nothing but clean and cook. And studies do show, by the way, and this is also spelled out in my upcoming book called The Pie Life, A Guilt-Free Recipe for Success and Satisfaction. Studies show that girls, daughters of stay-at-home moms, earn 23% less as adults than daughters of working moms. So being a role model is critical for your kids. Her fourth reason was that her world narrowed. So she felt like she suddenly wasn't involved in the world and she didn't have as much power in the world to do things. And so she ended up sort of her own world was narrowing. And you hear this all the time. A lot of men complain that their wives' worlds narrow when they leave the workforce, so that they used to come home to this wife that had a full, exciting day and met new people and did all these things in the world like they did. And suddenly they're coming home to a wife who is only talking about their child's feeding and sleeping schedule. And that can really put a strain on a marriage. Recently, I was at a party and I ran into an old friend who told me that he and his wife were getting divorced, and he said his new advice to any young man who comes into his office is always encourage your wife's career, because my wife left her very big job and she ended up losing her identity and her confidence and it ruined our marriage. And that's one of those stories that we don't hear often enough, is what is the impact on a marriage when you leave the workforce? What's the impact on you as a fulfilled, happy, confident human being? The fifth reason this woman, the stay-at-home mom, gave for being unhappy with her choice in hindsight is that she got sucked into a mountain of volunteer work. Now, we all see the moms at school. I volunteer at school, but not nearly as much as some of the stay-at-home moms who really spend half their time at school doing volunteering. And she said that, you know, all that time she spent working as a volunteer could have also been spent splitting her time with also a higher paying job. The sixth thing, and it's something that's so critical, is she worried more. And I always like to say that the best protection against helicopter parenting, against micromanaging every movement your child makes, is to work. Because frankly, when you work and you have something outside of your kids, you don't put as much pressure on your kids. You can sort of let go. But when your child is all you're thinking about all day long, it puts so much more intensity into that relationship. And the seventh reason is that she and her husband slipped into a traditional marriage, which we just talked about. And the eighth reason, which is really sad, is that she said she became outdated, that she used to work on Wall Street and she knew everything going on in the world, and suddenly she didn't even understand how to use some of the new financial models they were working with, so she couldn't possibly go back. And then the ninth reason is the saddest, which is that she lowered her sights and lost her confidence. And it's so critical wherever we are in life. And you know my philosophy, for those of you that have been listening, I am all for part-time work if that works for you and your family. But I believe you should do something to keep your pilot light on. You want to do something that makes it so that if you had to go out and apply for a job tomorrow, no one can look at you and say, but you haven't worked recently. As long as you work, even keeping, you know, your toes in the water, you can find something amazing. Thank you all so much for listening. I'll be back with you next week. Be wonderful to yourselves and great to your kids. Thanks, everybody.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.